What is it that man can add to my commentary? For a word fitly spoken in due season by my spirit, under the guise of my presence, is all that you need. For oftentimes, you try to fortify your peace with the abundance of thoughts, fortifying yourself on the right hand and on the left, assuring yourself of security and peace and the infallibility of my word and strength, and keep assuring yourself that your life is going to turn out all right. But know this, there is a redundance of my peace. There is a peace within a peace that does not have to be held up with any assurance of the mind or the soul. For that place is found in my presence, and everything that my word is becomes alive and vibrates with life. Everything that's truth becomes seasoned with the life and the salt, and the peace of everything that I am brings forth life of all truth. So know this, even that truth that you hold to concerning who you believe I am and what I'll do for you, even those things lay dead in and of themselves without presence. But know this, that I am but a whisper away, and my presence is always available to bring forth life in abundance to my word and to those things that you would believe about me, to bring forth peace and to bring forth assurance. So worship me relentlessly, and know that as I come, that you do not have to be your own safeguard, nor do you have to be the one to stand as a sentry and guard yourself against things that would surround you. But know this, that there is a place of forgetfulness. That's right, that was the word. A forgetfulness. You'll forget about what it was that troubled you, saith the Spirit of God. And even when the memory of it comes back, it will have lost its sting, and it will have lost its power to manipulate your life. So do this. Be obedient to my word. Worship me in every season of your life. But know this, that there's not a season, not one season, regardless of what man or preacher or any well-meaning saint has ever taught you, there's not one season that I have scheduled for loss of peace and loss of security. But know this, I am your peace, and I am your life, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah.